Thank you very much. My name is Sebastian. I'm here to talk about modules in R. I'm a statistician, and also today I call myself programmer because that's reflecting what I'm doing most of the day. I'm actually programming in R, but I'm not a computer scientist by training. I'm really a statistician. But R is the language of choice here for me, so I'm spending a lot of time there actually doing programming and less actual data analysis. And so most of my work is kind of figuring out how to do decent software design inside the R language, and this is one of the tools I came up with. I'm working for a statistical consultancy based in Berlin. It's EnWT Statistics. We do all kinds of stuff around predictive analytics. And so this is one of the open source projects I have. It originated not at work, but really during my PhD thesis, where I was trying to solve some infrastructure problems I thought I would have. And this is one of the points where you spend 2 months of your time not investing in your PhD, but inside something else. And this is the modules package which came out of it. So this is also one of the few things I actually still use after doing my PhD from the software I wrote during my PhD. So I thought it would be nice to actually introduce it to here at the conference. So I had a couple of points where I started off which I wanted to solve, and they are not the same as I try to solve nowadays. So I have a couple of different steps I have to go through here to introduce to you the idea behind the modules package. And I also will tell you what I used to do with it and what I'm doing now with it, because it differs a little bit. So what we have for motivation, the scenario I was in was basically that I had several R scripts and I was forced to manage dependencies between these R scripts. So what I was doing at the time is I did a data analysis, wrote some code, the code base grew larger, I started to factor out some functions, the code base still grew larger, so I started to put the functions in their own files and started to source them. And then the question is, where do you put your library commands? Do you put it in the source file? Do you put it in your original analysis file? They might be scattered around files. So it was a bit of a tricky situation there, and I tried to solve that for myself. So this was the original example I had. And today I must say, of course, you would always go with packages because packages are much better at managing your own dependencies. And this is actually what I'm still doing today, is to use modules inside the context of a package. The second motivation then, and this is what I do today, is really to use it to organize or have an additional tool for organization in packages, especially when code bases grow larger. So when we're not talking maybe about a couple of hundred lines of codes, but maybe a couple of thousand lines of codes, where you need some additional tools for organization and to map your mental model into actual code. And this is something which helps me doing that. So I want to spend some time now on trying to explain to you what these modules really are, how they work, go into some examples, and then step again back and show to you what some alternatives are rather quickly, because there are some things you can also do besides the modules package here. So what are modules? I put here to just illustrate the idea. There's not really... So I use modules mostly side by side with packages or in scripts. It's not a choice between them. It's just a different tool you can use wherever you want or where you see fit. But I thought this illustration, putting these three scenarios side by side, would be interesting to have an idea of what they really do and what they are meant to solve. So scripts are very good for interactive data analysis and basically everything which is ad hoc, everything which does not have to be maintained for a long time, everything you try out, every graphic you do for some report, but mostly not for reuse really in long term for maintenance. And this is mostly because managing dependencies and name clashes in scripts is kind of hard, although there are some packages trying to solve that. The library command and the tidyverse occupies a lot of very good names for functions, and you cannot reuse them, so you need some sort of way to organize these things for yourself, and some strategy. And this is just one strategy you can apply. And also something else is organizing helper functions across different script files you might have, which is also a bit of a problem, or was at the time for me. So packages, on the other hand, all solve these problems. You have decent documentation there, you have dependency management, all your dependencies are installed. When you install your package, you can distribute it. And most importantly for me today is that we have namespaces in the R packages, which really helps to solve these name conflicts, because you're more explicit with the functions you import into your package. So this is really the major gain for me here. Of using packages. And obviously it's the way to share and deliver code these days. What might be a bit of a problem is that we have only one global scope. So everything you put inside a package and put inside a source file is really just in one scope. And this is not much of a problem if you don't have extremely large, so more small to medium-sized projects, but it kind of gets into, it does not scale that well if your projects grow larger. And in the middle of them, so I see the module idea kind of as something in between. Basically what I wanted to have is the namespace feature inside scripts. So I wanted to organize the names I was using from other packages inside my scripts. So what I actually implemented in the end was an idea of how a local namespace would look like and how you can do that inside the environment. So what these modules come with is an import function or functionality and export functionality, and what they're really there is just to bundle related functions into one entity. Actually quite similar to packages in the end, which also serve the same purpose. The go-to strategy here for delivering modules is put it inside a package. The delivery for modules in terms of documentation, put it inside a package. So it's really just a unit inside packages. Okay, so this is very abstract, I know that. Let's look at some examples, so some code examples actually, so to see what they look like. And this is a possible very simple example of how to use them. This would work in your local R session. What you define here is a module, which you call stats. The module itself knows about its dependencies. It's importing the median function from the stats package, and it defines one function. It's myMedian, basically just a wrapper function around the original median function, setting some default values you might be interested in. And then you can, after you have instantiated the module, you can then use it by calling the stats name, followed by the dollar sign for accessing the elements, and then calling the function. So this is really just, basically it's just a fancy way of putting functions inside a list. That is really what it is at this point. This is then what I thought would be very useful when I would distribute it across files. So in this scenario here, I put something in the helperstats.r and in the analysis.r function and separate the code. So obviously you have to imagine that there are much more lines here to make it useful, but you put it basically in the helper.stats, you state your dependencies in that file, and you define the same function, it's really the same function definition, and then all you do is modules :: use, put in the file, and then you source it in, and the function inside this whole thing here has then afterwards its own scope, what is really the interesting part here for me, which I needed at the time. And this is how it looks like. So on the right-hand side, you see the search path which is constructed by the module constructor. So on the left-hand side, we have the same definition as before for the module. So it still defines the myMedian function. And inside the module, everything is available which you define inside the module. Outside, for access to the module, you have your exports, which you can state, just like in our packages, basically. And then you, one step further up is the package stats, but in this case only with one function, which is the median function, and then it points against the base package here. I avoided to use the global environment, so basically I'm working around the global environment here, because I wanted to really have an environment which is really self-contained, because the motivation I had for doing this was that I would send these functions to clusters and nodes on a high-performance cluster, and I wanted to have them to carry around their own dependencies rather than defining them otherwise in some other setup. And this was really handy for me to do that at the time. So what we have here is imports, exports, and a customized search path for the modules. When I do this inside packages, it would be rather cumbersome to not use the namespace facilities from packages. So I rather rely on the facilities inside our packages. So when you define a module inside a package, you really rely on the namespace facilities there, and you can throw away the import function, and then you just have the list constructor here and export facilities to have some private state there. Okay, and then what we have is another short example, and that is one of a nested module, and this is really going more into the direction here of what I'm doing right now when I talk about organization and ideas to map my ideas into code. The hardest thing is for me is naming things. Especially in the long term, finding good names for whatever it is you're doing. Basically finding good names for functions, because functions are the central building block in the R language to construct software. And it makes it easier for me to define a context in which I'm allowed to define new names. And this is what I do here. The add and subtract functions are pretty easy to understand if you know that this is math in the context of mathematics. But it's kind of hard to understand the purpose of this function, because add in the global environment might mean anything. And this is really not much of a problem in small scale projects, but as programs grow larger, this is nice to have as an additional feature to organize things and put functions somewhere and have the ability to just use more expressive names inside a context. And this is actually what I'm doing. What I also show here on the slide is that we can define modules inside modules, so they are nested. And that brings me more into the direction of, again, what are modules. For me, modules, the way I use them, is more an abstraction between functions and packages, but it's not the only available form. What I see for designing software at the moment in the R language are, from my point of view, from what I do in my day-to-day work, are four levels of abstractions. I have the ability to define data, I have the ability to define functions. I can put functions in containers like objects as an object orientation or modules, and I can put these things inside packages, and I can put packages inside repositories to organize more larger scale things I want to do. And this is just a vessel really to have a subunit within packages which can be useful in some situations. So some characteristics of modules, they are really just lists. So I just use a list constructor here and put functions inside it. There are other options to do that. The important thing here is that the structure and the idea behind it is not to model mutable state as an object orientation, but basically to have an immutable, just a set of functions which behave like normal functions should. They don't have side effects or change state of anything, it's just there. They are first-class citizen in the sense that they can be defined anywhere, that you can return them. You can pass them to functions and return them from functions. You can define them inside modules. It's just a normal function call there, really. You can define imports and exports. And there are also some additional tools, which I'm not going to talk about today, which is module composition. So what do you do if you want to combine or reuse other module definitions? There are some functions to help you to do also that. Okay, when to use them? I stressed this already a lot. Use them inside packages, if at all. Larger code bases are really what I have in mind here. They are not a substitute for packages, not at all. And they cannot serve this purpose and are not meant to do that. I also find it kind of interesting to have that inside the analysis when I distribute stuff across different script files. What you also may think is that this would be a good substitute for the library function, which I don't think it is, because the library function is it's working, you know how it works, so you shouldn't substitute it. But there's a package which is really addressing this thing if you want to import single names from a package into your scripts, which is really focused and dedicated to this purpose, which is the import package. this is also something very interesting. It is kind of an overlap here of ideas between these packages, but kind of with a different direction. Also, object orientation serves basically the methods package with reference classes, or R6 with reference classes, really serve here the same purpose in some sense, that you have functions you want to put in some unit or entity to use later on for something, to represent something. And of course, there's some vignette you can read. It's also on GitHub and on CRAN, of course. And yeah, that's all I have. Thank you.